The baby girl, is safe and well. She's been looked after in hospital. They've nicknamed her Isabella Ward. She's well. She's safe. She's fine, thankfully. But, of course, the search is on for the mother. It's a sad story. Christine Sim helps foundlings who contact AAA NORCAP, the charity which helps adults affected by adoption. And Christine was a foundling herself. Christine, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Christine, a story like this generates immense amounts of emotion. Does it mean even more to you because of your experience?
Yes, I'm sure that anybody who's had the experience of being left as a baby and not knowing their origins, it's very powerful. I mean, what I would say, though, is this little girl was obviously left to be found. Her mother wanted her to be safe because she left her with somebody. She didn't abandon her, in a field or something. She left her by a house. And unfortunately, I think the very process of saying that the baby's got a name, a new name, and saying that the baby is safe and well is less likely to encourage that mother to come forward, because what she wants is for the baby to be safe and well, and she will know that the child is okay and that she's in hospital being looked after. And I think what should happen when a baby is found is that, far from there being a huge amount of media coverage, there should be a news blank shutdown for a few days whilst the police and other people can really try and work out who this mother might be.
You've given a different twist to this, and I can see entirely the point you're trying to make, but ultimately it could work the other way. I mean, by broadcasting it on radio locally like this, of course.
But we know that it doesn't. We know that mothers don't come forward. And one of the reasons they don't come forward is that they're fearful of prosecution.
But Christine, the mother, maybe somebody close to the mother, whoever has given birth, I mean, it would have not have gone unnoticed that this girl
was
pregnant.
Exactly. And that's why I think, a short period of time when there isn't massive news coverage, where exactly those sorts of investigations can go on in a quiet way behind the scenes, is what would help raise the chances of the mother being reunited with the baby, which is, as your other correspondent said, what we would all want to see. The baby does need her mum, of course.
And the mum will need a baby.
And the mum will, the mum will, it's a loss, isn't it? She will be grieving for the loss of that child.
Christine, to put this story into perspective, and hopefully this one will be resolved very quickly, you yourself were a foundling.
Yes, I was.
Where were you found?
I was found in a road called King William IV Street in London, which runs off the Strand opposite Charing Cross Station. And I was put in the back of a taxi. And the taxi driver had gone to get a cup of tea and parked his cab. And I was wrapped up in an adult woman's cardigan and then in a paper bag. And I was put in the taxi, and then when the taxi driver came back, he heard me crying. And the taxi at that time, in King William IV Street, was Charing Cross Hospital. It's now a police station, but it was the old Charing Cross Hospital.
I know it well.
So my mother had left me to be found.
Clearly very, taking great care to wrap you up and left you to be found.
And of course, the cab driver, as I'm sure she guessed he would do, took me straight away into the hospital.
Thank goodness he did.
Mm.
When you are found like that, and it's kind of take me back, but to be honest with you, you must have you contacted your family? Have they come forward? Did they ever come forward?
No, I don't know who they are. I mean, I didn't find out that I was a foundling until I was in my early 30s, because the law changed and adopted people were able to go and find their birth certificate. So I thought I would get the name of a mother at least, possibly a father. And so I was completely stunned. I had not even got a category of foundling in my head, so I was completely stunned by that. And then 10 years later, by 10 years later, both my adopted parents had died. And when my mother died, an aunt of mine told me the story and said you were found in a taxi and that there were stories in the newspaper. And so I was able to do some research somebody actually helped me to do some research. And I actually got a photograph of me in Charing Cross Hospital with a nurse looking after me, which was fantastic, because I'd never had a picture of me younger than about 15 months. So I've got a baby picture now.
Well, so for 30 years you thought you belonged to a family?
Yeah, I thought I would find it. But yeah, I always knew I was adopted. And I